Hi, my name is Corey Bakovich.
And my name is Cedric Rock. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
For their last day in science class with Anne, the bear cubs dug up the garbage they buried about 4 weeks ago as an experiment. The students had buried a paper towel, a can, a banana peel, and a plastic bag. What they found was that the paper towel had really begun to decompose. The banana peel showed signs of starting to decay, but there was virtually no change to the can or the plastic bag. The children then learned about proper disposal of all kinds of garbage. To finish out the year right, Anne gave the students a dessert she called a soil sample. Yes, you guessed it. A dirt pudding with gummy worms. Delicious.
The fawns spent the day at North House Folk School, learning about the Great Lakes watershed. They talked about Voyager and fur trade history, and carved their own model of a paddle and wooden canoe. Lead up to this day at North House, the students watched the video Paddle to the Sea, learned about the interconnectedness of the Great Lakes watershed, and how a small boat can make it from here all the way to the sea.
The entire school participated in Step Up Day last week. Step Up Day is really just a few hours set aside for the incoming class to visit with their new teacher. The current Wolves students made survival kits for next year's Wolves. These kits included messages about recess and a warning about more homework. There was even a free pass to get out of a homework assignment.
The Otters finished reading their book, Seed Folks. Besides the obvious connection to gardening, the term seed folks means ancestors. Much of the book was about the immigrant experience in America and the binding effect gardening has on a diverse community. The Otter students are now learning about their own seed folks by conducting interviews about their family history at home. In gardening news from school, the annual greenhouse sale and pancake breakfast was a smashing success. GES would like to send out a big thanks to all the volunteers and participants who made the sale a success. The hoop house is still open for browsing during daylight hours. Buying of plants is on the honor system. Stop by and take home some veggies or flowers there. There is still a great selection.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Corey.
And Cedric.
Have a great day.